The White House Report.
People are still talking about what they saw on television in the Oval Office with President Trump against Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. President Trump demanded $5 billion for a border wall. If not, he will shut the government down. Nancy Pelosi, the incoming Democratic leader of the House, and Chuck Schumer, the minority leader in the Senate, said that they can offer him $1.3 billion for border security. But in the meantime, there are other issues on the table. Today, the Trump administration is unveiling its Africa policy. National Security Advisor John Bolton will be making the statements at the Heritage Foundation. President Trump, since he's been in office, has hosted Nigeria's and Kenya's presidents at the White House. But President Trump has been in hot water, under fire, for various comments on Africa. He has allegedly called African countries S-hole nations, and he's also alleged to have said that once Nigerians leave their huts and come to this country, they won't go back to their own country. With all that being said, Republican sources familiar with the speech at the Heritage Foundation by John Bolton contend it's more about exploring issues and policies for Africa and what needs to be done versus any substance. The source says it's more about optics than substance. April Ryan, AURN News.